News Talk 790 KFYO 709 with Tom and Laura, joined by David McVeigh, CASA, court-appointed special advocates. Welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good. Laura, David, you're the new event coordinator?
So yes, special events and marketing coordinator.
Okay. Now, of course, the special event is the CASA's for CASA. We built the KFYO house and also the Lowe's Home Improvement Center. Or actually, I should say Mike Webb from Stone Ridge Group did. Mm-hmm. Before we dive into that stuff, David, tell us a little bit about CASA, what a CASA is, and how it helps kids.
CASA, of course, stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocates. We recruit, train, and support volunteers who speak for the foster youth in the South Plains. And these children are there due to abuse and neglect. Basically, our goal is to find these kids a permanent, safe home.
Okay. Now, the actual CASA, the court-appointed special advocate, that is somebody who actually advocates for the kid that's in the system, eyes and ears for the judge outside the courtroom, and then advocates for the wants, needs, and desires of the kid inside?
That is correct.
The courtroom?
Yes. These our volunteers go to home visits and... they go to each court, they check up on what the kids are doing in school, and they're basically just trying to find the best option for these kids to find a safe and permanent home.
What requirements does someone have to be a volunteer to do that?
We do run a background check, and it also 34 hours of pre-service training. Our next training is coming up in August, but as always, if you have any questions or if you're any questions or really excited about volunteering, please give us a call at 806-763-2272.
So what is the first step that someone would take to be a CASA volunteer?
The first step would be filling out an application and calling our office and speaking with Peggy.
Mm-hmm.
She's our recruitment specialist. She's been doing this for, I think, 16 years now, and she's really good at what she does and really gets our volunteers prepared for what the kind of work we do is.
So probably the application process and background check needs to be done plenty of time prior to the training so that you know you have all that out of the way before the training, right?
We can run the background check while you're in training. The interview process is pretty quick, and we can get you basically in class and ready to go. And while you're taking the 34 hours of class, which is in our office or and some of it's at home, mm-hmm. The background check can be run over those couple of weeks and get you started.
Yeah. Do you have like an overabundance of volunteers usually, or
no.
Are you always looking for people?
We are always looking for people. Last year, over 700 kids did not have a CASA volunteer.
Wow.
So
that's a huge number.
Yeah. Lubbock County per capita has one of the highest foster care rates, and that unfortunate statistic is where we really need the community of Lubbock and the South Plains to help us out and volunteer. I think plus 300 volunteers is what we need to hopefully serve all these children.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So you can have several children that you are an advocate for.
Right. Our volunteers work on a case-by-case basis, mm-hmm. and in these cases, they can have one kid, they can have seven kids, and there's no limit to, or I guess there is a limit, but you can have multiple cases with different kids. So,
but if someone's just starting out and they're a little afraid to do this on their own, you can also do this with a friend, right?
Yes, definitely. You could team up with a partner. You can team up with a spouse. We have a bunch of spouses, bunch of different friends, family that mm-hmm. Really tackle this together, and it kind of takes the weight off your shoulder a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, the event CASA's for CASA started on Friday. You know, we have builders and different people in the community have created 8 homes or playhouses. We've got everything from a beach house to a 2-story castle with a loft, kind of like a climbing frame. Something that looks kind of like a Rubik's Cube. You got a cool radio station that says KFYO on it. Looks like the building from downtown from years and years and years ago. And also a Lowe's Home Improvement Center. This is a cool thing about this. Lowe's provided all of the products. I say all the products. They you know, the bulk of the lumber and stuff like that for the Lowe's Home Improvement and the KFYO recording studio. The reason why I call it a recording studio is inside there's an iTrack recording studio included in a stool, and it's all soundproof with isolation foam from Guitar Center. All that stuff is included. In addition to that, inside the Lowe's deal, I was talking to one of the Lowe's management people that had come out to the ribbon cutting on Friday. $265 worth of tools inside that little building. Lady walks up and she says, "Is there really a shop back in there?" Yeah. It's got two workbenches. You know, it's got pegboard on both sides, one to the left, one to the right. Got air conditioning in both of those buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Drop on by and do that. Now, while they last, if you donate to number three or number four, which would be KFYO and Lowe's respectively, you get a KFYO Collins & Mack t-shirt in addition to the satisfaction of making your donation. So where are we at today? I mean, how much money have we made? We had Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday together, we have about over $4,000, which speaks greatly to the Lubbock community. This is one of the events that we really rely on the Lubbock community and surrounding South Plains to kind of help us out. And the local builders that come out and donate these, it speaks a lot about the community that we have so much support come out every day and really put together $4,000 in 3 days. So it's
nice.
Really good for us.
I did want to toot the horn for the builder we actually have been working with, Mike Webb, the Stone Ridge Group.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. He has done like a fabulous job.
Oh, yeah. They're beautiful. Very well built and very impressive.
Now, he does, he does custom build homes and updates and repurposes and additions, things like that. But, you know, if you look at those, the way that those two buildings are built, you go, wow, if this guy's going to do that on a playhouse, what's he going to do on my house? Oh, just FYI, Lowe's deals a doghouse, and the KFYO thing has a separate doghouse that is attached.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually hidden under the veranda.
Right.
Now, I would venture to say, well, I know that we are. We're the only building out there with a veranda.
Yes, definitely.
You know, so it's kind of cool. You can't miss it. Drop on by and see them. You guys are open. You're going to be there. The drawing's actually this coming Saturday, the 19th at 6.
Yes, and we'll be there all week, 10 to 9, on the United on 82nd in Frankfort. Tickets are $5 each, or 5 tickets for $20.
All right, man. Hey, thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you
Look
for having me.
Look forward to seeing you again. David McVeigh from CASA, and CASA's for CASA going on right now at United Supermarkets, 82nd in Frankfort. It's 17 after the hour.